Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
The last time we were in Murundoy, Ignatius, Wong and Coretta had devised a plan to discredit James, thus forcing him to resign. Sonia advised Kevin not to go to the meeting, but he ignored his mother's warning and attended. Having been briefed about their plan to scandalize James, he, however, left the meeting in disgust. As we return to Murundoy, Dinah is visiting June.
Inside!
Coming! Oh, hi, Dinah.
Hi, June. Morning. I hope it's not a bad time.
Oh, no, not at all. You know you're always welcome.
I'll pick up the mail for you.
Thank you.
Where did Mr.
James? Yeah. Oh, he went to get the car serviced.
Okay.
What brings you by?
I was passed by the health center since yesterday, but the time catch up with me.
Something wrong?
I want you to test my pressure.
You feeling unwell?
Yeah, just this pain in my neck.
All right, I'll get my kit.
Yoo-hoo! Excuse me, sir. Yes.
How you doing, huh?
I'm okay.
I know I might seem a little fronting, but buy a beer for me now.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Barman, this gentleman's pantsing 2 beers to me. Sorry, I know I said one, but with all the stress in my life, I can't drink 1 beer.
It's okay.
Plus, I know you could afford it. You're the village chairman, right?
That I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm Shelly.
I've seen you around.
Oh, you noticed me? We're doing something down at this car in the shop alone.
I'm waiting on my car. It's over there at the mechanic.
Oh, that fancy black car is you?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Barman, make it 3 beers there. I promise. This is the last one.
I hear you.
My friend also sits on the village council. You know her very well. Catalina Lewis?
Oh, yes. Catalina.
Right. We used to work together, but that was in our previous life.
Okay.
But Catalina only got good things to say about you. Thanks, barman. Catalina's a lucky girl, though. She does always manage to get the attention of some of the more decent men.
Well, Catalina is quite an impressive young woman. She's passionate about making a change, and I admire her for that.
Well, she has great admiration for you, too. Gosh, man. These days, half the time she can't shut up about you.
Really?
Yes.
She talks about me?
Mm-hmm. You surprised? I would talk about you all the time, too.
Okay.
Y'all doing a great job, though. But just one bone I want to pick with you.
What?
Y'all need to do something, but then people dumping the garbage in Better Harvest. Every time the workers come and clean it up, they go and dump again. I feel it's wicked people doing it.
Yes, we are aware of the issue and we're addressing it.
And those are picking on you. But the light directly in front of my house stopped working 3 nights ago. And we got a pothole in the street.
Okay.
I done tell Kathleen already. And she says she can bring up the issue to the council.
Alright, I'll get the information from her.
Not that some of the men who did sneak in by me would mind the light ain't working, but you know.
Well, I...
Oh, gosh. So, I must say that is nice for y'all doing. I like the plans y'all got for the region. Catalina stopped by me and I answered the survey.
Ah, that's good.
They got some people sitting in there and not do one thing. So y'all deserve a pat on the back.
We're just doing what we were elected to do.
Nice. Nothing like a cold beer. So, this is the same ride you just dropped Catalina home in?
Excuse me?
That is the car you just dropped Catalina home in.
Catalina told you I dropped her home?
Didn't I say the woman does talk about you all the time?
No.
She's such a lucky girl, boy.
Well, we're just friends.
Yes. I have many friends, too. Not like you, though. I ain't that lucky. Hi!
You been stressed out lately, Dinah?
All the village council is stressed, yes.
Well, you have to try and take it easy. The pressure is 145 over 90.
Why?
You're on medication.
No, I never had to use medication for pressure. Like you forget I just drink my good bush medicine.
Well, I recommend you rest this weekend. Then you can come to the health center on Monday and we'll check it again. The doctor will be in.
Okay.
And try not to take on the village council. It's the same thing I keep telling James.
It's very hard to ignore foolish people like Ignatius.
Yeah, well, for your health.
Yes, dear.
Let me see what all these bills are about.
Well, there's one thing we can't run from, bills.
Tell me about it.
The power company come for cut me off the other day and I had to put a abusing in them. I had me documents for sure I been paying and they still signed me name up on the list for disconnect.
Well, sometimes mistakes are made.
Well, though, I had to put army lights back right away because I didn't take it so.
What's this?
It's what?
Somebody wrote me a letter, it seems.
People still do that?
Apparently.
With all the email and the Facebook where the people put in the face for each other to see and the Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Wow, it's unique around I to see hustling with it. They even said to put me picture up on one of them thing when was me body. And I just tell them me one nobody see this whole ugly face and they must take it down. As far as I concerned, now people only dep on them thing for mine other people business. The other day, Unique and one of them get into some big argument but something Unique put up. I watch she sit down typing and ah, she veins raises, not punch her forehead. I say, well, yes, Al, you really got time.
What?
What happened, June?
Your wager, 44. Hi, hon. Lunch ready?
James, what's this?
What?
Please read this and tell me what it means.
Dear June, it is out of concern that I am penning this letter. Your husband sits in public office as the chairman of the village council, but I'm greatly concerned with his behavior. What's this nonsense?
Continue.
As a married man, a father and leader, his actions are a disgrace to everything the village council should stand for. How are you dealing with the fact that he's parading with young women on the council, giving them lifts home after council meetings, showing special favors and ultimately having an affair? What? Where did you get this from, June?
Please finish it.
I do not know if you are aware of his actions, but I thought it was the right thing to inform you of his indiscretions. I hope you take swift action and not allow him to get away with this. Not only are his actions a disgrace to the village council, but to you, his dear wife. Yours truly, concerned citizen.
Is there something you're not telling me, James?
June, it's obvious that somebody is out there to tarnish my name, and I know exactly who is behind it.
Is anything true in that letter?
June, I am not having an affair.
We discussed that young lady, Catalina, before, because other folks had things to say. Are you having an affair with her?
No.
Do you drop her home after council meetings?
I have given her a lift a couple of times, but only out of concern. She lives all the way down at the back of Better Harvest, and she's not the only one I give lifts. Sister Patsy has been in my car, Dinah, Coretta, and even Monica. Catalina is no exception.
Her name just seems to be coming up over and over again. I just have to wonder.
Ignatius is behind this letter. From day one, he has been after me.
Well, Ignatius is a very idle man.
I can't believe he would go to these lengths.
Whatever the situation is, fix it. And fix it quick, James. I don't want to be in the middle of a scandal.
Okay.
And I hope we won't have to talk about this again.
Come on, pick up.
Hi, James. This is a surprise.
Miss Lewis, have you been going around the place telling people about me and you? Are you giving people the impression that you and I are having an affair?
No. Where is this coming from?
Your friend Shelley seems to think that you and I are involved.
What? Shelley told you this?
I saw her this morning when I was waiting to get my car serviced, and that's the impression she gave me. And then I went home to find my wife very upset, having received a letter from an anonymous source saying that I am having an affair with someone on the village council.
Look, I have nothing to do with that. And I never told Shelley that you and I are having an affair.
You told her that I dropped you home after meetings?
Well, I might have mentioned it or something to her.
Miss Lewis, let me make one thing clear. I have no romantic interest in you.
I never said you did.
Please desist from talking to your friends about it. And from now on, I'm afraid I won't be able to give you lifts or anything of the sort. Let's keep our relationship strictly professional.
Okay.
Goodbye, Miss Lewis.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.